Hello, good evening. This is Amaury, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We are not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaigns. And this evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we would like to get your opinions. We're not trying to sell anything, and your answers will remain confidential. So can you please tell me if anyone in your household, a reporter, an appointed or elected official of, or active in any political campaigns?
No.
No? Thank you very much. Appreciate it. And just a quick question, okay? Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for president, U.S. Senate, Michigan State legislator, and local issues Tuesday, November the 5th? Okay, do you think you're definitely going to vote? Very likely to vote? Somewhat likely to vote? Not very likely? Not at all likely? Or you're not registered to vote?
I will vote.
Definitely going to vote. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Okay. If I ask your age, okay, are you in the range of 36, 45, 46, 55, 56, 65?
36, 45.
Thank you very much. Okay, and that's male here. All right, and generally speaking, would you say things in Grand Traverse County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off the wrong track?
Can I say they're the same?
The
or do
same.
I have to answer one of those two?
Yeah,
I
right.
I would say the same. I don't think it's – I guess I would say the right direction, but I think it's the same as it has been.
Okay, very good. Okay, the proposals are called, okay, proposal for non-motorized trails millage. And the ballot reads, shall the county of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of $0.65 million, okay, for a period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancement on non-motorized trails within the county? This millage will rate and estimate. Okay, yes, in favor. Okay, thank you very much. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
I would say definitely voting in favor of that.
Thank you very much, sir. All right, knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal? Definitely voting yes, you said, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. And now, if you knew this proposal would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year for the next 10 years, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal? Vote yes in favor.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. All right. And as I mentioned, this proposal will raise about $4.3 million per year over 10 years to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It will cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? For example, I prefer this proposal raise less money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails about $3.3 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $70 per year, or prefer the proposal raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails about $5 million per year, which would cost an average homeowner about $105 per year. Or I am fine with the current proposals, which would raise about...
I'm fine with the current proposal.
Okay,
yeah,
Thank you. Okay, and from the following list, which issues should your local elected officials in Grand Traverse County focus most to help you and your family? For example, improving local roads and infrastructure, holding the line on property taxes and reducing government spending, dealing with inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, making housing more affordable, reducing traffic and congestion, improving public education in local schools, protecting water quality and water supply, controlling growth and development, protecting natural areas and wildlife habitat, fighting crime and drugs, and improving public safety? Which one would you say?
Oh, God, I would say all of them, but I guess I would say property taxes just because they're so high.
Property taxes. Okay, very good. Okay, where did I... okay, here it is, property taxes. Okay, thank you very much, and I do appreciate you helping with this. You will now... Okay, I'm going to give you a list of organizations in Grand Traverse County that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each, you can indicate that. Okay, for example, Grand Traverse County Government. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or no opinion, or never heard.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Your city or township government?
I would say not favorable.
Okay. Somewhat, okay. Very unfavorable. Okay.
I would say for my township, very unfavorable.
Okay, very good. And Traverse Area, Recreation and Transportation Trails, also known as TART Trails.
Very favorable.
Okay, very good. Thank you. And do you think Grand Traverse County is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, about right?
About right.
About right. Thank you very much. And if approved by voters, this proposal would authorize the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend this taxpayer funds on projects to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Knowing this, would you say you trust or do not trust the Grand Traverse County Board of Commission to spend this dollars wisely? Definitely trust. Probably do not. Definitely do not.
Definitely trust.
Definitely trust. Very good. Appreciate it. And now, these are numbers of ways the money could be spent for these projects to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Just indicate if you approve or disapprove on each of the following ways to spend money. To provide trails for walking, hiking, jogging, and bicycling. Strongly approve, somewhat. Somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove.
Strongly approve. Approve.
Very good.
Strongly
approve. To increase non-motorized transportation options?
Strongly approve.
Okay. To promote health and wellness?
Strongly approve.
Very good. To improve local economic development?
Strongly approve.
Very good. To increase accessibility to natural areas and open space?
Strongly approve.
To improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks?
Strongly approve, yeah.
Yeah, okay, thank you. To plan and construct new trails?
Strongly approve.
To promote recreational opportunities?
Strongly approve.
Okay, to maintain existing trails?
Strongly approve.
Okay, and to protect open space for residential and commercial development?
Strongly approve. Yeah, strongly
approve.
Thank
you. Okay, and I appreciate your time helping me with this. Okay, I'll try to go fast as possible. Okay, now, if forced to choose, which of the following is more important to you? Okay, for example, constructing additional trails to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks in Grand Traverse County. Ensuring the current trail network in Grand Traverse County is well maintained.
I would strongly approve that.
Okay. Which would be more important to you, the first one or the second one?
Oh, well, hold on. Say that again. Sorry. I was
okay.
Sorry.
Yep. Okay. Just if you have to choose, okay, between one of this, constructing additional trails to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks in Grand Traverse County, or ensuring the current trail network in Grand Traverse County is well maintained.
I would say the first one.
Thank you very much.
I think it's already well maintained. So
very, very good. And I believe you already gave me the answers to this one. All right, I'm going to give you statements, okay, about the proposals to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Just indicate in which would you make more likely or less likely to support this proposal. If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. Okay, for example, there will be full public disclosure of all project spending, much more likely, somewhat more. Someone less, much less likely, no difference?
Somewhat more.
Much more, thank you. The funds from the proposal will will be matched with federal, state, and private funds?
Somewhat more.
Somewhat more, thank you. A Citizens Oversight Committee will be established with residents from every municipality that guides the county commission in their decision-making and ensures the funds are administered for their intended purposes.
Somewhat more, yeah.
Somewhat more, thank you. There will be an annual review of how the funds are spent, which will be reported to the public.
I'm indifferent to that.
I'm different, no difference. Okay, thank you very much. And now, okay, almost the same thing. I'm going to give you some statements in favor of this proposal to maintain existing trails and plans to construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. All right, just indicate if you're yes in favor of this proposal. For example, $7.58 per month is a small price to pay to maintain and upgrade Grand Traverse County existing trail network and plan and construct new trails for residents to enjoy. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing,
somewhat,
thank you.
Somewhat.
Okay. The proposal would improve and construct new trails all across Grand Traverse County, so all residents have access to well-maintained trails nearby.
Somewhat.
Thank you very much. This proposal ensures that the entire trail network in Grand Traverse County will be well-maintained, free, and ADA compliant, so our trails are accessible to all.
Very, very supportive of that.
Very convincing, okay. Borman Lake Loop Trail and the Tart Trail are two of the most popular and utilized trails in Grand Traverse County. This proposal would help create connections to these trails and many other destinations in the county.
Very in favor of that, yeah.
Okay, thank you, sir. And in today's digital age, it is more important than ever to provide trails and outdoor space for children to play outdoors, be physically active, and have a healthier lifestyle.
Somewhat,
thank you. This proposal preserves access to outdoor spaces so our children and grandchildren and future generations can enjoy them the same way we do.
Very in support of that, yeah.
Okay, this proposal will provide more accessibility to open space, natural wildlife habitats, and rivers, lakes, and streams.
Very,
thank you very much. This proposal will keep Grand Traverse County's trail network free from motorized vehicles so residents can safely walk, hike, jog, and cycle without any concerns about motor vehicles nearby.
But very.
Very. Okay, this is, okay, almost done. Grand Traverse County Trail Network is underfunded. This is because most of the improvements and upgrades to trails are only funded by grants and private dollars. This proposal would add a dedicated public funding source to improve the existing trail networks and construct new trails.
Very.
Very, thank you. This proposal would improve quality of life by giving residents more opportunities to enjoy outdoors.
Somewhat,
thank you. Trails already generate millions of dollars for Grand Traverse County each year, and this proposal would help boost the local economy, promote tourism, support small businesses, and create more jobs.
Very.
Very. Thank you very much again, sir. Appreciate it. Now, taking into account everything just heard, you will now be asked the following. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no?
Yes.
Okay, very good. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
Yes, I'm definitely voting.
Very good. Thank you. Okay, and this, I'm trying to make this as quick as possible. I'm going to give you some statements against the proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Just indicate each argument, okay, if it's very convincing, somewhat, or not too convincing at all. Okay, for example, There are already enough trails for public use in Grand Traverse County. Private individuals, individuals, companies, and philanthropists should be the ones funding these trails instead of having homeowners pay higher taxes. Very convincing, somewhat. Not too convincing, not at all convincing, or no different?
Not at all convincing.
Not at all convincing. Okay, very good. With inflation, high gas prices, rising home prices, and skyrocketing costs, I cannot afford paying anything more in taxes.
I don't agree with that. So not convinced.
Not at all convinced. Okay, thank you. This proposal will bring more tourists to our communities, which are already dealing with traffic, congestion, and too much growth.
Not at all convinced.
Not at all convinced. Very good. Yeah. Okay, this proposal is backed by progressive special interest groups who want to control public land and have
not at all convinced. No, not that's a, ridiculous. No.
Okay. This proposal would give millions more taxpayer dollars to local politicians, and we cannot trust them to spend this money the right way.
Not at all convinced.
There are more important things to spend taxpayers' money on, such as roads, education, and public safety. While trails are nice, we should first focus on more persistent problems.
Right. I would say indifferent to that.
Indifferent to that. No difference. Okay. This proposal would raise taxes on middle-class homeowners in Grand Traverse County by at least $43 million.
I guess that's true. I don't. What do I say? Somewhat agree with that.
Somewhat. Okay. Thank you very much. Okay. Now, and at one of the final time, taking into account everything you just heard in the election, if the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, thank you. Okay, and would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting?
Definitely voting.
Yes in favor. Okay, thank you. Okay, now, in your own words, okay, if you have any hesitation in voting for this proposal, what would that be?
I don't have any.
None.
I'm going to vote for it. Yeah, I already know I'm voting for it. I'm familiar with it, so I already know I'm voting for it.
Okay, very good. I appreciate that, sir. Okay, we're almost done with this. Okay, the proposal is called Grand Traverse County Road Commission Millage Renewal, and the ballot reads, shall the county of Grand Traverse impose a renewal of the previously approved millage, okay, for local streets, local street roads, highways, and bridges repair in improvement millage beginning with the December 2024 tax levy for repair and improvement of street roads, highways, and bridges within Grand Traverse County. If approved and levied, okay, in full, the renewable millage will generate an estimated $6,678,949 in the first year. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor for this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
Yes.
Definitely yes vote. Okay, thank you. Yes. Okay, and I'm going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish the confidential purposes. Okay, just to be sure, we have a representative sample. Okay, regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? All right, Donald Trump, Joe Biden, someone else did not vote
Joe
for
Biden.
President. Joe Biden, thank you very much. And with which political party are you affiliated? Democrat, Republican,
Democrat.
Independent? Democrat, thank you very much. And if you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
I guess I would say moderate.
Moderate. Okay, thank you very much. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
Bachelor's of Science.
Bachelor, okay, that will be associate, okay, bachelor, college grad with a bachelor of 4 years.
Yes.
Okay, very good, thank you. All right, do you own or rent the home you are currently living in?
I own it.
Oh, very nice. Okay, congratulations. Okay, do you have any children under the age of 18 currently living in your household?
No.
No? Okay, good. And what is your main racial background? White Caucasian.
White Caucasian, yeah.
Okay, very good. All right, and this concludes our survey. And again, I appreciate you helping me out with this, okay?
You are welcome.
You take good care.
Thank
sir.
You.
Thank you.
All right, you too. Have a good night. All right, bye-bye.
Same to you. Bye-bye.